For argument, Zhang versus Holder, Mr. Zhang.
May it please the court. Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Dahai Zhang, representing petitioner Mr. Xin Zheng. This case arose from Board of Immigration Appeals denial of petitioner's latest motion to reopen. Petitioner believes BIA abused its discretion because it overlooked evidence in the record, which clearly showed there were worsening country conditions in China in terms of protection of religious freedom and religious beliefs.
Let me just ask you this. Is there any evidence in the record about where Zhang would live in China and whether the persecution had gotten worse in that area? Is there any evidence of where he was going to go, what particular section, and whether it had gotten worse in that particular area?
Your Honor, I checked the record. The record basically says discusses about the country condition in general.
Just general?
In general, yes. General country conditions.
So, because I was wondering if that was a little too broad, if it was sufficient, if there was anything more. And exactly how are things worse today than they were in 99?
Based on the 2011 U.S. Department of State country report and as well as the 2011 International Religious Freedom Report, there were credible reports that the Chinese government is now going after attorneys, lawyers, legal representatives who defend religious
freedom. He's not any of those.
I'm sorry?
Your client isn't in any of those categories.
It is correct. My client is not an attorney or legal representative.
Your client is a Methodist, right?
That's right.
Now, I don't think it's true that China persecutes all Christians. There are many millions of Christians in China. It doesn't like particular churches, particular preachers, and so on. So what is the indication that he's in some branch of the Methodist Church that the government is hostile to?
Okay. In China, there are government-registered churches where there was a mix of policy and religion and those underground churches. And a petitioner, when he made the motion before the board, he discussed a lot about the persecutions suffered by family church members. He also expressed his desire to spread the gospel proselytizing, which is clearly illegal in China. And but if someone goes to government-registered church, there will be no problem, so long as you comply with the government policy, such as the one-child policy. If you support forced abortion, you have no problem. You can stay in the government-registered church. And that's clearly not what the petitioner wanted. And
wait, I don't understand you. Does he want to be part of some Methodist church that the government disapproves of? Is that it? Or do they disapprove of all Methodists in China, or just Methodists who go to churches that aren't
If the church is allowed to register with the government, then you do not have a problem. But
Are there Methodist churches that are allowed to register with the government?
That part, I'm not clear about that part.
Well, if there is, then he can join one of those churches.
But clearly, it would be inconceivable for him to join those government-registered churches because he stated from the beginning he was opposed to the family planning policy. For instance, if the government says, we're going to crack down on democratic movement, and you, as a member of the government-registered church, you have to support the government policy first before you talk about religious beliefs.
Well, did he say he would never join a government-approved church?
He did not specifically say that, but based on a reading of his statement, it can be inferred reasonably he would be joining a family church and house church.
Did not the Board of Review deny his request to reopen because it was untimely and it was also number barred?
And
did they get to the substance of it or just say it was time barred?
Well, if the general rule is if he can prove there were changed country conditions, then he will not be subjected to the time bar or number bar. So he believes there were significant changes. Well, those changes that did not appear in the 1999 and 1997 country profile when he had the initial merits hearing.
So the board committed error when they said his petition was untimely.
Exactly. So long as he can prove there were changes in the country condition, then he is not subject to the time bar. He can make a motion at any time, so long as there were changes in the country condition for the worse.
And your position was that there were changes?
Absolutely, yeah.
As part of the removal process, would Mr. Zhang be required to return to China?
Yes, he was. And
could he choose another country?
I don't think he can choose another country under the IJ's removal order. Okay. Specifically ordered to be removed to China.
That was specifically in the order?
Yes.
Removed to China?
Removed to China, yes. And also...
Your time has expired.
Okay, thank you.
So, Ms. Skadron?
Good morning, Your Honor. Terry Skadron, representing the respondent in this case. Your Honor, this case presents a very narrow question, and that is whether the board abused its discretion in denying Mr. Zhang's fourth motion to reopen, which was filed 9 years after his original order. It is correct that if he was able to show materially changed country conditions in China, that would exempt him from the INA's time and number bars. However, Mr. Zhang did not show changed conditions. He relied upon evidence from that was contemporaneous with his motion to reopen, but pointed to nothing regarding country conditions for Chinese Christians as of his 1999 hearing. Without a baseline to compare the country conditions, he couldn't prevail on his motion. Now, the board did its own analysis and went back to the record before the immigration judge and examined the 1998 profile of asylum claims and concluded that there were not materially changed conditions, and that is borne out by the record. We're not saying that China is a model of religious freedoms. However, there's no showing of changes with respect to Chinese Christians from 1999 through the time of his motion in 2011. If anything, conditions for Protestants appear to have somewhat ameliorated. Now, Mr. Zhang has pointed to language in the 2011 Religious Freedom Report indicating that there was a deterioration in conditions, religious freedoms. But that's a general report, and examining the report as a whole, the report focuses on conditions with respect to Tibetan Buddhists, Uyghur Muslims, Falun Gong, and other groups that Mr. Zhang simply doesn't belong to. There are, according to the 2011 report, something like 16 million Protestants in China, 70% of which practice in registered churches.
So you've provided, great explanation and rationale for the BIA, but they basically disposed of this whole report in one line, didn't they?
Well, Your Honor, the BIA's decision is enough to show that they were aware of the nature of his claim. The BIA cataloged the evidence he produced in support of his claim and obviously decided on the grounds that he failed to show changed country conditions. It discussed through the parenthetical to the 1998 profile indicates what the conditions were back in,
right. It listed, but didn't give any discussion, either criticizing or examining the evidence offered by Zhang, and just said that generally that it reflected the same country conditions as in the 98 report, and there was no comparison of conditions or anything like that, right?
There's not an express analysis. Certainly, I agree.
Clearly, there's nothing in writing about it.
But this court has held repeatedly that the BIA need not give an exegesis on every contention. What the court has looked for is whether the decision is sufficient to show that it heard the claim, that it understood the nature of the claim, and that the court can know the basis for the BIA's decision. So the BIA acknowledged the evidence that he presented and has given the basis, the holding, that there was not a showing of materially changed conditions. And we would submit that that's enough to permit the court to review the BIA's decision here.
Mr. Sheng testified, did he not, that if he and his wife were returned to China, that he would be forced, or they would be forced somehow, to undergo sterilization in China?
Yes, that was the basis for his second asserted theory of asylum eligibility. His first theory was his political views, and that was in his original application. This today is his third theory of asylum eligibility based on his conversion to Christianity. And I would like to note that in Mr. Zhang's supporting declaration, he in fact never asserted that he intended to practice in an unregistered house church. Also, he presented no evidence concerning conditions in Fujian province, which is where he's from. For these reasons, we assert the court should affirm the board's decision.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Gadron. So, Mr. Zhang, your time expired, but you can have another minute if you'd like.
The opposing counsel is right that the board is not required to give exegesis analysis, but in this case, actually, the board's decision regarding the exact reason is just one sentence. There is it lists all the evidence submitted by the petitioner, but without any analysis of those evidence. And it's also a fact that the country report didn't mention Tibetan area, the religious persecution. It says about Tibetan area, it says that's the most marked deterioration happening in Tibet, but does not mean there are no other marked deterioration in other areas of China.
Counsel, has your research ever found any case in which a court has found that conditions have worsened in China in terms of discrimination and these other issues that have been raised here, sterilization, that go to freedom of religion and so on?
As far as I'm concerned, I understand immigration judges frequently grant cases based on religious religious
persecution. To put it another way, has the BIA, based upon your research, ever recognized these changed conditions? Deteriorating change conditions?
Not in presidential decisions. Maybe some unpresidential decisions.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Ms. Gadron.